بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وما شاء الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 22nd verse of the Holy Quran. Respected and reverend, as you all can see and aware, that the days of the Kitab have started already. There are 10 verses of the Holy Quran already coming. And time is going by us, and we have the last few moments of the month of Ramadan. Let us try and make good use of it. Especially now in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised us to seek Laylatul Qadr amongst the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So from tonight, the 21st, 23rd, 24th, 27th, 29th, those are the nights in which we should try and exert ourselves in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the approach of those nights, let us prepare ourselves properly, so that we can spend either, if not the whole night, then at least a portion of the night in the ibadat of Allah. And in the masjid also, there is a number of brothers that are setting for tikaf. So if you want to, you can come to the masjid and join them. I'm sure from Manana Tehir, Manana Ibrahim will be having programs on those nights, so inshallah, brothers can join them also. And we request the brother also to give the encouragement and be present in the same
time.
Whatever you said later on, I'll be challenged. Yeah, Malan, you said that whatever I kept out, so inshallah. One night you will have one night Mulana and one night and after that I will do it inshallah. If they keep up their part of the bargain, I will do mine inshallah. So on 27th night then I will have mine. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned, Ya Ayyuhal Nas, O people, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. As verily the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. But it must be such that the life of this world deceives you. Don't let the life of this world deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And never be deceived as far as Allah is concerned. Allah Rabbul Izzat, when He speaks about Himself in a just and fair way, Allah says there is nobody that is more just than Allah. When Allah speaks about the mercy of Allah, then Allah says there is nobody who has more mercy than Allah. And when Allah speaks about the punishment of Allah, then Allah says there is no one who gives more severe punishment than Allah. So every different aspect, Allah Rabbul Izzat is the best that there is. So respected elders and friends, Allah says, do not be fooled by Allah. Where people say, Allah will just forgive for free. Or people say, Allah will only just punish. Won't happen. Allah Rabbul Izzat is fair as far as His dealings is concerned. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. Verily shaitan is an enemy for you. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Take him as your enemy. Treat him as an enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ. He is calling on his group of people. He is gathering his supporters. Why? لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. So that all of them can be from amongst the people of Jannah. He is calling supporters. People are following him. And the end result of their whole following is the fire of Jannah. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Suddenly those who disbelieve in Allah, for them there is a severe punishment. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And verily those who believe in Allah, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do good deeds, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. For them there will be forgiveness, وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ, and a very great reward. Understand? So when it is in the line of punishment, it is the severest. When it is in the line of goodness, the goodness is of the best. So let us see, we'll keep this for the 27th lecture. Let us try and see that how we can spend as much time in the ibadah of Allah. Let us see that how we can devote some time, make sincere of all the things that we have learned over the time, and we have listened as far as the tafsir is concerned and many other talks. I'm sure for the brothers who are present for the talk today, when the alim made reference to certain Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, it must have been simple because he knew exactly what he was talking about. And for those who weren't here for the talk, you don't know what I'm talking about. We have good speakers coming on a Sunday, and we have 10 or 15 people that are present for this. People that come from far and wide. I think they spoke on the first week. We come from Pretoria side, all the way just to come and give a reminder for us for a few minutes. But majority of us are not there to listen to it. So respected elders and friends, the time and the effort must come from your own self. When you know something is happening, then make the effort to do, to be involved, you will benefit from this. If a person doesn't, a person sit at home and he don't go to work, how is he going to pay his stuff at the end of the month? Right? We have understood that day you must make an effort. As far as our deen is concerned also, we should be equally eager and have that same zeal that how we can acquire, even if it is a little bit of benefit. Allah give us both. The fitra. The brothers need to start getting all the fitra together. For Hanafi it is 22 rand. And I think for Shafi they said 28, some said 28, some said 35 rand. So whichever amount you are able to pay them, put that in inshallah. For those, the discussion has been going on amongst the ulama that we need to mention to the people that if the fitra is 22 rand or 28 rand, you don't have to only give that amount. You can give as much as you possibly want. The reason why they give a minimum amount is for those who don't have money, for them to be able to also pay fitra. If they must put fitra at 200-300 rand a person, then a couple who is getting only pension, how will they afford it? Right, so they have to use an amount that is affordable for everybody. And after that, whatever extra you want to give on top of that, you are allowed to do it. It is better for you to do it, inshallah. So let us try to get that together. And you know, we said that by Friday we will be collecting, but make it easy upon yourself. You've got all this time to give it. Molana, if it's for resting, you can give it to Molana to hear or come to myself, whatever, and we will give it to them. Sir. And with regard, now the tikka started, now the next thing will start off again, right? So we have made mashwara and discussed and had a look and spent some time outside. So we've come to a conclusion that inshallah we will start the talk of Eid Salat at 8 o'clock. And at 8:20, we will start forming the Saf so that the Salat can be performed shortly after that. So 8 o'clock will be the talk and 8:20 will be hopefully the start of Salat inshallah. السلام عليكم.